Washington authorities are accepting applications for new marijuana retail licenses. Gone are the quotas and lotteries used to award licenses when pot was first legalized. This time, there are no limits on the number of licenses to be granted. KUOW's Amy Radel reports.
When I-502 was first implemented, state regulators made a map with a certain number of marijuana stores anticipated in each city or county. Licenses were highly sought after. But when state legislators opened the licensing process to medical marijuana businesses last spring, they lifted those quotas. Preeti Sridhar is a spokeswoman for the city of Renton. She says the Liquor and Cannabis Board alerted cities to this change in September.
They will be accepting licenses for retail marijuana, but will no longer be limiting the number of stores per jurisdiction.
Without limits from state regulators, she says Renton had to decide for itself how many marijuana businesses to host.
So Renton came up with interim zoning to cap at 5.
That's 2 more than the original quota.
And at the same time, not overwhelming the market overnight with no limitations.
She says that cap means some medical marijuana businesses in Renton will have to close. Meanwhile, state regulators say they're no longer required to limit the marijuana market, but they can do so. An upcoming report from the RAND Corporation will estimate how much marijuana Washington residents are consuming. Liquor and Cannabis Board spokesman Mikkel Carpenter says those numbers will help guide his agency's decision on how many licenses to grant.
Estimating the size of that market will help inform the amount of retail licenses that are issued. While there's presently no cap, we have also been very upfront about the fact that we may shut it off.
Carpenter says there's no deadline to seek a license. His agency has received about 800 applications so far. The first new licenses could be approved sometime next spring. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.